Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens prepare for Saturday's playoff clash with Pittsburgh.
Not that I know of. Probably a surprise or something. I don't know. I'm chilling.
Do you have any birthday celebrations?
Nah, not really. I just be thankful, grateful.
That's Lamar, all. You seem like you were dialed in as soon as the game ended last week. Could you talk about the preparation and focus going into this week?
Oh, yeah. You know, we know it's at stake. You know, it's when to go home. Man, it's a team we're very familiar with. Great team at that. When to go home, you just locked in, dialed in.
Lamar, the results aside, you've played in quite a few playoff games at this point now.
Yeah.
What have you taken away from those experiences that has it impacts or maybe has changed your preparation now compared to, you know, maybe the first couple of playoff games you got ready for?
The game will be, to me, playoff game is a lot slower. You got to be, try to be mistake-free. The game's won with the turnover battle. And keeping the ball in your control, you know, moving the ball down the field, getting first downs, putting points on the board, obviously. That's how you win those games.
Lamar, what do you mean by slow? Like, usually people say it speeds up in the playoffs. What do you mean by
slow? Like, it's going to be quick turnarounds, I believe. You know, this team, it's offense ball, you know, and this opponent, offense ball. Like, it's go back and forth. It's a lot of back and forth. That's what I mean by slow, like a lot of back and forth.
Going back to early in your career with UCR, I'm curious how impactful he was for you as a player and kind of helping you as you got started.
Very impactful. Just how he used to address the line, you know. I really didn't have to say too much. I really didn't really have nothing to say at all. You know, it was like my first full year taking over, and he pretty much would let me, like, lead in a way, but, like, lead by example, because I really didn't have the voice. It would be Marshall, like getting things done. And just how he went about himself, how he conducted business, I feel like he should have been there. Like, been in the Hall of Fame, man. He's just a great all-around guard, player, person, and a great football player. Like, just a football head. Like, man, he's just a different guy. Got a demeanor about him, the way he carries himself. He's a great guy, man. He's well-deserved.
Lamar, obviously, a lot comes with playing in a playoff game in general, but is there anything extra knowing that the opponent that you're playing Pittsburgh for the third time?
Nah, not really. It's gonna be it's gonna be a very aggressive game. I say that. That's what I believe it'll be.
Before the last game, we were asking a lot about your record against the Steelers, and you said you hadn't played as well as you wanted to in the games that you had played them. Having that win under your belt in this most recent matchup, does that change mentality, or is there a sense of added confidence that comes from it that you were able to put together a really good game against the Steelers?
I was always confident, you know, always confident. But that game don't even matter no more. You know, it's when to go home right now, so I'm locked in with the same mindset I had before that last game.
Somebody mentioned turnovers before. How do you avoid those without, I guess, lessening your aggressiveness?
Keeping the ball in our hands, keeping away from those guys, no scripts. Don't throw the ball into traffic, stuff like that. What we should be knowing, we should not do.
What stands out to you about the night atmosphere at MT-Day Stadium?
Say it one more time, G.
What stands out to you about the night atmosphere for a primetime game in Baltimore?
Just the noise, the fans, the whole Flock Nation just in the building, feeling like they on the field with us. The lights, how they do the lights, you know, certain parts of the game. Just everything about it. And plus, we at home.
How good does it feel to go into a cold weather playoff game with Derrick Henry?
I'd rather not be cold, but but you said we got Derrick Henry, so that's a bonus.
Right.
It's great, man. It's great, man. I don't believe nobody like hitting in the cold. Like, no one's like, not even the defenders like hitting in the cold, I believe, especially with like a 250-pound almost running back running downhill at you. I wouldn't want to do it, but it's great for us.
Are you ready for a snow game possibly on Saturday?
It don't matter. I'm ready for any game.
Lamar, I know we don't yet know about the status of Zay Flowers, but how does this offense compensate if he's not available?
Man, Nets got up, you know, but hoping he can come back, you know, hoping he got a chance. We don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully we have him. But if not, another guy step up and we're going to be ready to roll.
Lamar,
Jamar, you lost him earlier in the game last week, and then you know, Rashad Bateman really stepped up in the connection with him. 9 touchdowns this year. His progression, how much of it do you attribute to the fact that he simply was healthy all year and you guys had that time and really worked it out?
Yeah, like you said, him just being healthy, and he been had that in him, though. Like, Bateman always been that type of guy. I feel like we left more – it's still things left out, you know, that he didn't get, you know, on the field during regular season. But hopefully, you know, this playoff run will make things happen.
We're heading into this game, and you've played 6 playoff games. Yeah. Do you ever, you know, even going this week, do you ever think about those past games to either as motivation, or is your, you know, mind just going forward?
No, my mind going forward. I don't really think – I was young in the beginning, like, and it happened fast, like. It don't happen fast, but, you know, the only one I do, to be honest with you, the only one I do think about is the AFC Championship. That's probably the only playoff game I do think about, like, it was right there. But my mind, I'm focused now, though. Like, it is what it is at this point.
Got to worry about the Steelers.
We lost. That's it.
Has that been a motivational chip for you, for this team in this whole season?
Yeah, I believe I said that throughout the season. Like, I thought about that. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, but now we're here for the second season, so.
Got to worry about the Steelers now, though.
Lamar, how cool is it to have Mark Andrews, you know, 100% last year, you know, this time, wasn't playing, and then, yeah, how big a fiasco would it
be? Oh, it's huge, man. So I always say this, Mark is like a security blanket, like we peanut butter and jelly, you know, like he's that guy, man. And for him starting slow this year and people was doubting him, I don't know where the doubt came from with Mark. I just don't know. It's still amazing to me. But for him to, you know, be a team player and help other guys get open and do this and that and still have a magnificent season that he's had, that just shows what type of player Mark is and what he's going to bring to the table come this playoff run.
Lamar, do you have to remind yourself not to be too amped up for games of this stakes? Is that something that in your career you've sort of, I don't want to say battled, but that's something you still have to remind yourself to settle down in these games?
Yeah, I just be too excited. That's all, you know, too antsy. Like, I'm seeing things before it happened, like, oh, I got to calm myself down. But just being more experienced, I've found a way to balance it out.
Lamar, talking about your voice, you mentioned wanting to grow as a leader. I guess, who are some of the people that you've tried to learn leadership from, and what characteristics have you prided yourself on as a leader?
I never really tried to mimic my leadership after anyone or try to piggy, like, get things from them. You know, I pretty much just lead by, like, how I carry myself, you know, lead by example like that. I never looked at anyone else and tried to learn anything from them, but leadership, I don't know.
Lamar, what have you seen from the defense? They've really turned it around since, I think, week 11. So just kind of what have you seen from that side of the ball in the past few weeks?
Just the chemistry. I felt like guys just had to build chemistry with one another, and they just playing like they've been playing since last year. Just a couple new guys, but same defense.
Lamar, looking back at some of your previous very cold games, it seems like you don't like wearing sleeves. Is that something that you kind of stuck with, or is it dependent on how cold it is?
It probably depends on how cold it is. I feel like I've been just doing pretty good with how I've been playing without them, so I've been cool.
All right. Thank you, OJ.
All right. Florida.